sound of music, the Hollywood Barn Band.
And it's Hollywood Barn Dance, boys and girls, friends and neighbors. So come right in, make yourself at home, and join in the fun and festivities. Well, here comes the head man of our western spread, your brushwood boy from the Sandyland section of Northwest Texas, Cottonseed Clark.
I'm much obliged, Jay Stewart, and thanks to you folks for sitting up with us again tonight. There's some mighty big things are brewing here in our new barn this payday, where in addition to our regular barn dance gang, we've corralled a mighty fine friend of ours from the Lone Star State as our guest, old Texas Terry Shan from Galveston, Texas. Right now, coming through the barn doors is Four Willing and his riders of the Purple Sage, all ready to tell you what a cowboy just has to do. Men, sing it out now.
Yippee-yay, yippee-o, in the day, home we go. For a cowboy has to sing, and a cowboy has to yell, or his heart would break inside of him at the gate of the home corral. When each new day is born, I go riding, yippee-yay, yippee-o, I roll, yippee-o, till the sun in the hills goes hiding, yippee-yay, yippee-o, and when I get home, yippee-yay, yippee-o, in the day. Go. For a cowboy has to sing, and a cowboy has to yell, or his heart would break inside of him at the gate of the home corral.
The Riders of the Purple Sage. And now comes the young lady whose sincere rendition of Western songs is making her a mighty important part of our Saturday night gathering. The sweetheart of the barn dance, Miss Colleen Summers, ready to make you glad you came a-visiting with us tonight by singing I'm a Fool to Care. Colleen, honey, you sing it up right pretty for the barn dance customers, huh?
I'm a fool to care when you treat me this way. I know I love you, but what can I do? I'm a fool to care. I'm a fool to cry when you tell me goodbye. You left me so blue when you were untrue. I'm a fool to care. I know I should laugh and but I know I would cry if you went away. I'm a fool to care when you don't care for me. So why should I pretend I'll lose in the end? I'm a fool to care. I know I should laugh. But I know I would cry if you went away. I'm a fool to care when you don't care for me. So why should I pretend I'll lose in the end? I'm a fool.
That was mighty well rendered, Colleen. And while you're running over a song with Vivian and June, we'll have an old...
Hiya, Cottonseed, old pal, old Casanova.
Well, well, if it isn't the great lover, Johnny Bond, the old lady killer himself.
I may not kill him, Cottonseed, but I cripple him up a bit.
Johnny, what you got on the docket for us tonight?
Well, now that the month of June is here, I think I'll tell all you pikers how to make love. Ah, love is wonderful, Cottonseed, oh me. You know about love, don't you, pal?
Well,
I guess you don't. So, I'll tell you about it. Cottonseed, Love is like taking a picture.
Yeah.
You never know how it's going to turn out till it's too late. Making love is like baking bread. All you need is lots of dough and plenty of crust. I was certain that I was in love. I found out one night at the ice cream parlor where we was sipping a soda. One soda with two straws.
Oh.
Ah, she was a wonderful woman. She drank so slow. Sometimes I wish I hadn't put that buckshot in her soda straw. Ah, cottonseed, old pal, I'm telling you, it was love at first sight with me.
Love at first sight with you,
Johnny. Yeah, what a sight. What a wish now I took a second look.
Now, look, Johnny, let's get down to brass tacks here. You're evading the issue.
I'm a who-vading the what-you?
You were going to tell us how to make love, remember?
Yeah, well, give me time, old pal, give me time. Just stand back and listen. Missed one there, didn't I? Do you want your girl to love you? Do you want to be her beau? Then I'll tell you how to do it, boys. I'll tell you all I know. Put on your bib and tucker and scrub your face real hard. Part your hair right in the middle, boys, and slick it down with lard. Put your derby hat on sideways. Pull your knee pants way up short. Get a red bow tie and a rubber band and show her you're a sport. Get yourself some drugstore perfume and sprinkle on your clothes. Just a dime's worth will be plenty, boys, to tickle her little nose. But then if she don't love you, just make her jealous then. Tell her you love someone else, that she is just a friend. Then take her out to dances and flirt with the other girls. Hug them close and whisper soft and give them all the whirls. Laugh out loud with the others, but to your girl don't you speak. And when she comes around you, boys, and turn to her your cheek. Just follow these directions and she will be your wife. Or else she'll marry somebody else and hate you all her life.
Rushwood Poetry Time on a Hollywood Barn Dance, Friends and Neighbors, and time for another reminiscent recitation from Cottonseed Clark. A short time ago, we all observed Mother's Day with tributes befitting the occasion. But tonight, Cottonseed sets aside a portion of our program to pay his respects to all you mothers-in-law. As he recites for you, Mother-in-Law McCree. Cottonseed.
Now, I ain't much of a ladies' man, and I can't make pretty speeches. I get sunburned instead of tan when I go to the beaches. My hair ain't curly, no siree. And my profile, it ain't pretty. But one gal thought a lot of me, so I upped and married Gertie. That was 19 years ago. It doesn't seem so long. Our love has never ceased to grow, enduring, deep, and strong. 'Cause right from the start, deep in my heart, I wrote a binding law that for Gertie's sake I'd do my part and make life sweet for her ma. Now, I won't be no hypocrite and say her ma was a beauty. For if the truth must be told, I'll say that she was snooty. Her temper wasn't sunny. I never told a joke that ma considered funny. I bet she wished I'd choke. Her views on every question were opposite of mine. I couldn't win an argument and soon gave up a trying. I didn't like her cooking. Her best dishes were the bunk. Her baking powder biscuits were the kind you couldn't dunk. But all those private views of mine, I never let her know. I said her biscuits were just fine when my stomach hollered, no. I petted her and praised her. I even kissed her now and then. On a pedestal, I raised her. That cantankerous old hen. And Gertie said I was the grandest man she ever saw, and it puzzled her the way I kept my temper with her ma. And time, my methods got results, and ma stopped fussing and fuming. And finally, she started treating me as if I might be human. Well, just last year, ma passed away, and went to heaven, maybe. I bet the angels don't get gay with that cantankerous baby. But Ma was really grateful. And the week before she died, she motioned Gertie to leave the room, and she called me to her side. Now, I ain't going to tell you the things Ma said to me, for I ain't much on bragging, and it wouldn't be right, you see. But Ma thanked me for doing all the kind things I'd done. And lots of tears were in her eyes when she said, "I love you, son." Now, I've been a fairly decent sort, and when this life is through, I hope the good Lord decides I ought to rest in heaven, too. And if he lets me settle in that new and higher plane, I'm going to look for Gertie's mama and be nice to her again. I guess that's all, but let me call attention to this, brother. A woman's a woman after all, be she sweetheart, wife, or mother. Your home's a place for happiness, where love and peace should live. And from your women folks, I guess, you get back what you give. Thank you very much, friends and neighbors. And now back to Foy Willing and America's great Western singing stars, the Riders of the Purple Sage. One of today's new Western songs and tomorrow's favorites is Foy Willing's own composition, "Someone Won Your Heart, Little Darling." Boys, introduce it to the folks.
Someone won your heart, little darling. Now I'm all alone and blue. Someone took my place and left an empty space in my heart when I lost you. Though you found another, will you think of me as the one who loved you so? Someone won your heart, little darling. I will miss you, dear, you know. Someone won your heart, little darling. All that's left's a memory. Someone took my heart and tore it all apart when they took your love from me. If time could turn back the page of yesterday to the love that we once knew. Someone won your heart, little darling. Now I'm all alone.
The Riders of the Purple Sage, Foy Willing, Al Slow, and Jimmy Dean. And now, to the middle of the barn floor parades, Ted French and his exhibition square dancers. Johnny Bond does the calling, left-handed fiddler Tex Atkinson is here to start the proceedings. And now let everybody dance.
Get out of the way, will you, pal? I've got a holy square dancer.
It's the Hollywood Barn Dance, friends and neighbors, where Cotton Seed Clark and gang are carrying on with their regular Saturday night doings. We'll all be back in 30 seconds after a brief pause for station identification. It's the CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Okay.
It's your Hollywood Barn Dance, carrying on with the second half of America's greatest half hour of Western fun and music. Here once more to keep the skillet breezy is old Cottonseed Clark. Cottonseed, carry on.
Much obliged, Jay. All right, Tex Atkinson, put a shave and a haircut on that hoedown and let's give the folks a rest.
Hey, we get out of here.
We're having ourselves solves a whole mess of fun here tonight, folks. And again, we'd like to say to you all that you're always welcome to visit our new barn anytime you're in Hollywood. Comes now those three pretty maids of melody, the Sunshine Girls, Colleen Summers, Vivian Earls, and June Widener, ready to sing for you an old-timer that you all know. Chillin', lend your best voice to that lonesome road. It's time to look in on Johnny Bond's Saturday Night Fun and Foolishness. So we take you now by Pony Express to the 10th floor of the International Building, where we find our good friend Cottonseed Clark in search of that long, lean, lanky, lazy Lulu from Lizard Ridge, Johnny Bond.
Let me see now. Johnny asked me down here to his office, but I can't seem to find it. Room 1057. Uh-oh, here it is. 1057. Professor J. Bond, specialist, advice to the lovelorn and all that sort of mush. Well, I'll be a ringtail monkey.
Did I hear somebody mention my name?
Well, Johnny Bond.
Hiya,
hello there.
Cottonseed, old pal, old pal, old loverbug.
Johnny, what in the cat hair are you into
now?
Hey,
step into my parlor, old horsefly. I got a little job for you.
Look, what's all this advice to the lovelorn stuff?
June is here, Cottonseed, and the lovers need advice, and I'm just the guy that can steer them on the right track. My motto is, love may be the wine of life, but marriage is the morning after. So, brother, before you wed that blonde, see Professor Johnny Bond.
Say, Johnny, maybe you can help me out.
What do you mean?
Well, here's my problem.
Yeah?
The greatest lover in town tried to flirt with my wife last night.
It's a lie. I never even seen your wife last night.
Well and good, old pal, but look, where do I fit into this picture of yours here?
Well, look, you see all them people out there in the lobby?
Yeah.
Them there is customers. Now go out there and bring one of them in here.
Gladly. This I want to see myself.
Hot ziggity dog, my first sucker. I mean customer. My advice to him is going to be, when a little honey buzzes around a man, you know she's figuring on putting the bee on his bankroll. Oh, brother. Oh, hi there, partner.
Hiya, boss. The man sent me in.
Oh, yeah, you must be Mr. Razzmatazz Dean. I got your letter. So you got woman trouble, huh?
Well, who ain't? My motto used to be, let them and leave them.
Yeah? How come you got trouble then?
I reckon I didn't leave them soon enough.
Let me see. It says here in your letter that you're a married man.
Yes, I was married all right, but I almost wasn't.
What do you mean you almost wasn't?
Well, when I proposed to her, I had just rode in from the range, and I jumped off my horse, and I run in the house, and I got down on my knees right in front of her.
You got down on your knees, huh?
Yes, sir, but I got up quick.
Got back up. Why?
I plumb forgot I had on my spurs.
I get the point. Now, you get out of here, Razzmatazz. I'll write you a letter. Next case, Cottonseed.
Here she is, Professor. A charming little filly to see.
Okay, come right in, miss. Tell me, what's troubling you?
Oh, Professor Bond, I do need your advice. Tell me, do you believe in love at first sight?
Well, it saves a lot of time.
You see, I'm in love with a boy, but my father hates him because he always stays so long when he brings me home.
Well, doesn't that young man know how to say goodnight?
I say he does.
Mm-hmm, that kind, huh? Well, tell me more, my little wilted flower.
My boyfriend says he can read me like a book.
Well, what about it?
He insists on using the Braille system.
I see. Now, what else?
Well, now here is my problem, Mr. Bond.
Go ahead.
Do you think he will love me when my hair is gray?
Well, why not? He's loved you through four shades already.
One more question, Mr. Bond.
Yes?
What kind of a husband do you think I should look for?
Madam, you better leave the husbands alone and look for a single man. But remember this, love may be a sweet dream, but marriage is the alarm clock. That, madam, is my advice to you. Goodbye, good luck, and next customer, Mr. Clark.
Goodbye.
Here he is, Professor.
How do you do, Professor Bond?
Yes, sir?
My name is Stonehead, and I have a problem.
You certainly do. You certainly, you certainly do. And on you, it looks good. About 350 pounds of problem, huh?
No, you misunderstand. It's not my weight. It's a woman.
All women are a problem, my boy. Some are just harder to solve than others.
Well, tell me, Professor, can you love two women at once?
Yes, I can. Send them in. Send them in.
Well, I'm terribly in love with both of these women. Only I can't make up my mind which one I really want.
Well, tell me about them.
Well, one of them is very young and beautiful,
mm-hmm.
but she's also very poor.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is an elderly widow who is very, very rich.
I see. Poor girl and a rich widow, huh?
Yes. Now, which one shall I marry?
My boy, by all means, marry the poor girl. She's beautiful. She's young. Any man in his right mind would choose her for his bride.
I was hoping you'd say that, Professor. How can I ever repay you?
Just give me the address of that rich widow.
So long, Johnny Bond. We'll see you next week. Well, friends and neighbors, an old friend of ours dropped by to visit with us Barn Dance folks tonight, and mighty proud we are to have him as our guest. Right now, let's welcome one of the nation's top song wranglers and entertainers from Galveston, Texas, old Texas, Terry Sand. Yes! Hiya, Terry. How's everything down around the old home diggings of Texas?
Stay in the middle of Cottonseed. You know I kind of like it out here in the United States, too.
Oh. Well, it's kind of good to have you with us tonight. Now, how about taking a seat over there at that piano and playing and singing a mess of those songs you've written and made famous for the folks?
I just soon, too, I'll eat a bug, old partner.
Then light a shuck, because the neighbors are listening. Here he is, folks, Terry Shand, playing and singing a medley of his own songs. I double dare you, I'm going to lock my heart and throw away the key and cry, baby, cry. Then will come a little special offering for the evening. Terry, you're riding right along right now.
I'd double dare you to sit over here. I'd double dare you to lend me your ear.
Come on, take off your high hat,
and let's you and I get friendly. Don't you be a scare cat.
Say, what do you care? Can't you take a dare to
lump? I'd double dare you to kiss me and then. I'd double dare you to kiss me again. And if that look in your eye means what I'm thinking of, I double dare you to fall in love with me. I double dare you. I'm gonna lock my heart and throw away the key. Cause I'm wise to all those tricks you played on me. I'm gonna turn my back on love. I'm gonna snub the moon above. Seal all my windows up with tin. So the love bug can't get in. I'm gonna park my romance right along the curve. And hang a sign up on my heart, please don't you disturb. And if I never fall in love again, that's well enough for me. I'm gonna lock my heart and throw away the key. Cry, baby, cry. Cry, baby, cry. Just the way I did the day you broke my heart. Cry, baby, cry. You flew too high. table's turned, and now you've learned you're not so smart. You broke every promise, say you couldn't be true. Then you gave me the go-by for somebody new when I needed you. So cry, baby, cry. My eyes are dry, and I'm laughing up my sleeve to see my cry, baby, cry.
Ah, that's fine. And now, Terry, Terry, you said before the program that you had a request you'd like to have Foy Willing and his boys do.
That's right, Cottonseed. I wrote a little ditty a year or so ago. I'd like to have them sing for me.
Well, I'm sure they'd be proud to. What's it called?
Well, I expect they'd know it as Buffalo Gals.
Cottonseed, this guy's crazy. Buffalo Gals was written over 100 years ago.
Well, go ahead and do it for him anyway. All right, Terry, here's a fine rendition I know of your song, Buffalo Gals, as you'll ever hear. Now, boys, play for me.
Buffalo Gals, coming up nice, coming up nice, coming up nice.
Oh,
Buffalo
wait, wait, just a minute, boy, just a minute. Hold on, what? You're not doing it right.
Well, look, Dan, are you telling us how to sing Buffalo Gals?
Well, you got the melody right, but I changed the lyrics. Here, listen to this stuff. Let's hear it.
Oh, yeah!
I was walking down the street, down the street, down the street. I met somebody who was mighty sweet, mighty fancy. I asked her, would she like to have some talk? Make some talk, make some double talk. And all the fellas standing on the wall kind of wishing they were me. Oh, mama, mama, let me dress up tonight. Dress up tonight, I want to dress up tonight. I got a secret, gonna dress up tonight while I dance by the light of the moon. Gonna dance with the dolly with the hole in the socket while my knees keep a knocking and the toes keep a rocking. Gonna dance with the dolly with the hole in the socket. Gonna dance by the light of the moon. Dance with the dolly with a hole in a stocking, while our knees keep a knocking and our toes keep a rocking. Gonna dance with the dolly with a hole in a stocking. Gonna dance by the light of the moon. I won't shim, sham, shimmy till the break of dawn. Break of dawn, oh, the break of dawn. I won't come home until my money's gone, so don't wait up for me. I've had more kisses than a candy store. Candy store, oh, candy store. Sweeter than I've ever had before, and still I'll cry for more. Oh, mama, mama, put the cat out tonight. Cat out tonight, put the cat out tonight. I've worked all day, I'm gonna scat out tonight. I'm gonna dance by the light of the moon. Gonna dance with the dolly with the hole in the socket. While the knees keep a knocking and the toes keep a rocking. Gonna dance with the dolly with the hole in the socket. Gonna dance by the light of the moon. I'm gonna dance with the dolly with the hole in the stocking. I want to sing, sham, shimmy till the big of dawn. Big on, big on, ho!
And that, folks, was Terry Sand, who took Buffalo Gals and made it into the nation's number one hit, Dance with a Dolly, as made famous by the Andrews Sisters. So long, Terry. You're always welcome here at our barn. Well, that's another payday come and gone, and again, we want to thank you folks for sitting up with us again tonight. The entire Barn Dance gang will be on hand again next Saturday night to bring you the kind of entertainment we promise you won't regret on Sunday morning. Until then, this is Cottonseed Clark saying so long, good luck, good night, and may the good Lord bless you. The Hollywood Barn Dance of Cottonseed Clark and gang will come to you every Saturday night at the same time from Hollywood. Jay Stewart speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.